on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
As you heard Steve report on the 7 o'clock news, Russia is releasing Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former Marine Paul Whelan as part of a major prisoner swap with the U.S. Let's go to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. Joe, you are an astute observer of Russian politics. What do you make of this?
Hey, Bob. Well, we have lots of weird things swirling around today. It's one of the biggest, it might be the biggest prisoner swap since this all began. We don't quite know yet the details on who the United States is going to give up, has given up to the Russians. But it is big news that Evan Gershkovich, who was detained in March 2023, the Wall Street Journal reporter, and was facing 16 years in Russian prison, even 2 months in Russian prison would be pretty bad. But this is good news for journalists and for Americans. Also, Paul Whelan, former U.S. Marine, who the Russians had accused of being a spy, is being released here. Germany and Belarus were also involved in this swap, and there's still a lot of details we don't know about it. But I'm sure that this is, I mean, you know, they're behind the scenes. Such negotiations are happening more often than we realize. And, you know, you have to, we always have to keep open to the possibility that, you know, as the White House talks about its support for Ukraine, what permissions it gives to Ukraine, all of those things are probably also used as leverage for negotiations, for example, for this release of Americans who Russia had detained. You know, I'm sure that, you know, probably there are some deals made and some deals that will deeply affect Ukraine. Meanwhile, we have the news that the F-16s, the fighter jets, that at least a few of them are in Ukraine. This has been, you know, something that Zelensky and many Ukrainians have been asking for since February of 2022. The White House promised or agreed to send some. Actually, the White House agreed to let other countries send their American-made F-16s to Ukraine just over a year ago in May of last year. It's taken time to train the pilots. There's been a lot of maneuvering and negotiating. Also, you had to, I mean, you know, these are prime targets for Russia once they're here. So you have to have very secure ways to house the planes. But it is it's an amazing piece of equipment. It seems that right now there's probably not a lot of them here. That was something that President Zelensky sort of leaked at the NATO summit in Washington a few weeks ago. He said, you know, it's not enough, but I think there's some hope of, you know, watching and waiting and seeing what kind of effect these jets might have. But we know that once it's announced that they're here, they've definitely already been here for a few weeks. And so I think probably some people think they've already had some good effects, but we can't really report on that definitively. There's no concrete information. And then yesterday I had mentioned to you some of the strange situations that many Americans have faced here with, you know, sort of threats on their door, being followed by people, a lot of concerns about Russian agent activity here in Kyiv City. And there was yet another drone attack on Kyiv and its suburbs last night. Nothing as big as what we saw the night before. But one of the places that was struck was a house in the Kyiv suburbs. And it was the home of Ilya Ponomarev, who is a Russian dissident. He was the only Russian in the Duma, in the Russian parliament, to vote against Putin and Russia taking the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine in 2014. The only voice against that. And he's been in exile, mainly living here in Ukraine. One of the few Russians, I think, that, you know, Ukrainians kind of trust. And his home was hit by an Iranian-made Shahed drone last night. And he and his wife survived. You can, you know, they were on media today, quite bloodied and their faces cut up, but they did survive this attack. But it seems it was the Russians directly, it seems, sent one of those Iranian kamikaze drones to the house of this very prominent Russian dissident and prominent critic, not just of Putin, but of the whole Russian war regime.
Hmm. Joseph, how worried are you about the Kremlin now saying that Russian forces are prepared to shoot down Ukraine's first batch of F-16s, and they say the weapons will not be a panacea for Kyiv's army?
Well, I think, you know, when we hear the bigger threats we hear from Russia probably as a result of Russia feeling threatened. I mean, the F-16, there's a reason why the F-16, I think it took so long to even get a few here, because it is such a powerful weapon. And it's hard to, you know, it's hard just to shoot down an F-16. They have great, you know, evasive capabilities, and that's part of the reason why it's just a prime weapon. It's one reason why the U.S. has been, you know, doesn't want that ever to fall into enemy hands. But meanwhile, I mean, you know, many countries around the world have F-16s, including Argentina, Pakistan, and Bulgaria. So we don't necessarily keep it very secret or sort of hidden from the world. But this is one thing we're going to see. I mean, obviously, the best way that the Russians can attack an F-16 is when it's not in operation, you know, when it's on the ground. And so that's been, you know, I think probably one reason why it's taken so long beyond the politics is that you have to have a way to protect them on the ground. And so these are stories we're not going to know, I think, until after this is over, exactly, you know, the great lengths, it took to get them here and to protect them. Mm-hmm. And probably a lot of their work is going to remain a mystery, what they do. And that's sort of by design. The F-16 is sort of, you know, it's not a stealth bomber, but it's more stealth than many other tools. And so this is it's a time of, as we're here on the first day of August, which in the Ukrainian language means the month of the harvest, to see what can be reaped with these new tools from the U.S.
Mm. I was watching the Olympics last night, and the athletes from Ukraine were talking about how important it is not to forget what's happening there. And that's one of the reasons we have to have your reports here every day, because especially with what's going on in the Middle East now, it's very easy to forget about your war, isn't it?
Indeed, but as we see with that drone attack last night, those are drones who were designed in Iran. We see Russian cooperating with Iran. Also, it seems with the regime that's trying to hold on to power in Venezuela and with Hamas, and they're sharing technology. All the stuff that Russians are learning from drone warfare, many indications show that they are sharing that technology with the Chinese, with the Iranians, with Hamas. Mm. So whether or not the media connects it, these things do seem to be pretty well connected.
We're all connected. Joe Lindsley in Kyiv. Thank you, Joseph. We'll talk to you
tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks.